All right, so the dude got a little big. Okay, he got a big head last week. All right, we wanted to bring Steve Torrence, your freaking NHRA champion, in the studio, or at least on the phones last week, but he had to go party. Now, on the off week before the finals in Pomona, he's kind enough to join us from Callahan Ranch in South Texas. Was that because you had to get out of that party in Kilgore in East Texas?
Man, I'll tell you what, you know, the party's probably still going on right now, so I bailed out and came to South Texas to hang out and just kind of enjoy the wild. Opening weekend of deer season started Saturday morning, so it's gonna be hard to keep me from South Texas when that's going on.
Freak Nation, his name is Steve Torrence, your 2018 NHRA Top Fuel champion, and he left no room for any questions, any errors, any I's that weren't dotted or T's crossed, and just crushed it in the NHRA for 2018. That after what happened last year, that had to be a goal to not leave any questions for you rolling into these finals.
Yeah, it was. You know, we wanted to come into the countdown and finish what we thought we left, you know, on the table last year. And, you know, with that being said, we've been 5-for-5, but we still got one race to go, and we're not done yet. We're going to go out there and do the best we can, and every round that we go is making history, and we might as well just try to cap the deal off. If we can win them all, it can only be tied. It can never be broken.
That's where I was going to go with you, is how do you look at Pomona? Is Pomona just going to be a party, or there it is. There's the answer. You want to make history. Nobody has ever gone through the entire playoffs winning every single round. But you might want to confirm this with NHRA. I don't think anybody has ever gone 5 races or 4 races or 3 races without losing a single round.
No, not in the countdown. Before us, Antron had went 14 consecutive rounds, so that was 3 races, and then got beat at the second round of the fourth. So we've been making history ever since Charlotte. So, you know, it's just been, it's pretty neat. You hear all these stats and they tell them to you, and you don't think about it until, you know, after we won the championship, and then you kind of start looking, man, we've had really a pretty unbelievable season. But, you know, right now I'm at the point where whatever happens, happens. We're going to try to finish the season off really strong, and hopefully we can do it. You know, there's a lot of history that could be made, but we're already making some. So I told them Capco boys, I said, hell, we're already making it. Let's just keep on making it.
So after Vegas, when you wrapped up that championship, what did happen with you and those Capco boys? Where did you go? How did you celebrate? And then tell us what this week has been like, knowing that, oh, hi, everybody at the grocery store, everybody at Walgreens, wherever, I'm a world champ.
You know, those guys, they can party it up pretty strong. And we partied in the pits for a little while. After a day like that, you know, when so much is on the line, and even though you're controlling your emotions, they're still pulling on you pretty hard. We won the race. I had a beer with the guys in the winner's circle. I don't eat on race day, so I went back and was in the pits while they were drinking beer and getting loud and partying. I had some dinner, and probably I think I drank one more beer, and I told my girlfriend, I said, we got to get out of here. These boys are getting too rambunctious, and they're not going to let me slide out unless I just sneak off. So we bailed out a little bit early on them. I come back out to the pits on Monday before we headed home, and I'll tell you, it looked like a war zone. It was pretty beat up looking over at my camp.
Steve Torrence, you're a Top Fuel world champion, just like Big Daddy. Do you ever think you could put your name in that category?
Ooh. You know, it not really. It's always been a lifelong goal, but you know, you think of that when how last year went and the way that it all went down, and when you get there, you think, man, that was my opportunity. That was my one chance to you know, maybe be a world champ, and we let it slip. And to be back in that situation this year and finish it off and just cap the season the way that we have after we went, you know, through the 2017 season, to be able to come back and run strong in 2018, it made it really more gratifying than if we'd have won it last year. And I think that it's something you try to achieve, but it's unreal to say that I'm a world champ Top Fuel driver.
I could hear it in your voice, Steve Torrance. You going to take it out on some deer when you go hunting this this week in Texas?
Honestly, you know, I've hunted for so long. I get as much enjoyment out of just watching them. I'm not nearly as mad at those deer as I used to be. Now I just kind of go take some video of them and watch them, and it has to be a real special one or something really unique for me to want to harvest one. But I'm looking at taking out this frustration on the people at Pomona. You know, we got something we want to finish.
Steve Torrance, NHRA Top Fuel World Champion, joining us here on Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And Statman alluded to it, you hunting on Callahan Ranch. You have a picture of yourself and some friends up on Twitter about how Callahan Ranch, you've had a sticker on your race cars that it's been represented, basically. But this is the first time you've been down to the ranch as a world champ. Do you make your friends do things for you? Do you make them, well, they could be the ones to dress the deer.
No, hell no. They would have. If I'd have said, "Hey, I'm a world champ, clean this deer," they'd have said, "You can clean your own deer. I don't care if you're a world champ or not." So, no, they. That's just part of being friends. They talk more trash to me. They don't care if I'm a world champ or who I am. I'm Steve Torrance, and I mean, I ain't no different than them. They're gonna give me a bunch of crap. Actually, we got down here Thursday, and all my buddies come by. I had some guys that I've known for a long time down here, and they come over, and we all had a little party and celebrated and cooked out, and, you know, all felt bad on Friday.
Bam!
That's, world champs are allowed to feel bad. It's okay.
Hey, Steve, we've talked about this before. Have you gotten any inquiries from Schumacher Racing or Force or Coletta, guys like that, that got millions and millions and millions of dollars from drag racing sponsors, guys that have won multiple championships?
Inquiries in, as in how?
As in how in the hell did you do that? I mean, listen, listen, Capco, I understand Capco is sizable, but Capco doesn't have the championships that Don Schumacher, excuse me, that DSR has or John Force Racing has.
No, but, you know, we work hand in hand with those guys. I mean, they know what we're doing. They know the team that we've been able to assemble over the last, you know, 6 years, and the hard work that we've put in. And those teams don't win those many championships without putting in the work and knowing what it takes to get there. So I've actually been complimented from Don and John about, you know, just how difficult it is and pretty impressive of what we've been able to do, and just giving us a big compliment. So those teams are the bar. You know, they've been out there forever and won tons of championships and even more races. And when you can go head to head with them and toe to toe and come out victorious the way that we have, especially, it makes you feel good.
I'm sorry, they were the bar. You need to change your wording there. You are the bar for the next 12 months, my man.
Well, you can't ever let yourself know that, though. You just got to keep working hard and keep your head down, and maybe we can win another one of these sometime.
Freak Nation, your 2018 NHRA Top Fuel Champion, Steve Torrance, joining us here in the Freak Nation. We're happy for you, man, and we've always been strong supporters of underdogs, and I think you've taken that underdog label out from underneath you and that dragster and everything else, because that was not an underdog performance this year. This was domination, buddy.
You know, it's crazy that we've lost that, because we're still a family run single car family team. And I heard or read or heard somewhere that when we were kind of battling it out with Clay, that it was a David and Goliath story. And I was wondering who David and who Goliath was, because both of us are independent teams out there battling each other. But that's just kind of like David versus David, because the Goliaths are over there with Schumacher and Force. So we're still a small deal, but we pack a big punch.
Freak Nation, Steve Torrence, 2018 NHRA Top Fuel Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation, getting set to put a big fat ribbon on it come Pomona. Torrence, thanks for staying up late and joining us in the Freak Nation, buddy.
Hey, thank y'all very much. I appreciate it, and hopefully I get to talk to you guys at Pomona.
Oh, that would be awesome. Kenny just mentioned something, though. He said, thanks for staying up late talking to us. Good question right there, though. What time are you getting up to go hunting in the morning?
Oh, I wake up about 5 in the morning. I wake up at 5 every day just to go to work. So I don't have to go out and hunt that early, but that's when I get up. I go to bed early and wake up early. It's just part of being a pipeliner.
Bam. Stevie?
Nice.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
I come from a family. Okay, my old man had numerous guns. Was never big into hunting, fortunately. I think he said he shot a deer once, and that was his one and only deer. He's a big target shooter. So I was much more into target shooting than anything else. But it just seems every year, the Texas Motor Speedway, the fall race, is always the opening of deer season. And that's a major concern with Texas Motor Speedway, given the clientele that likes to follow NASCAR and the clientele that likes to go deer hunting. And Steve Torrence is one of those. And how Eddie Gossage at Texas Motor Speedway would try and do his best to schedule races around, either before or after the weekend deer hunting.
It's been on the opening weekend far too many times that I could remember. I don't think he can really get away. I mean, it's not up to Eddie. It's up to NASCAR for the schedule. So it just happens to always fall on the opening of hunting season. Talking about the NASCAR Texas race, but we just got off the phone with NHRA Top Fuel World Champ Steve Torrence, who was talking about hunting in Texas.
Stat man, you'd hop in your Ford Raptor and go out in the piney woods of East Texas and blast away at a few deer, put them up on that Raptor, and you roll back in the infield of Texas Motor Speedway and have a big old venison chili fest for all your compadres at the Texas Motor Speedway race. How did you get away with that?
Well, this time I took my smart car and put the deer on top of the smart car and bought it back that way. It was pretty difficult, though, because the deer was bigger than the car and it kind of blocked the view.
That would be the greatest visual in the history of mankind. A 12-pointer on top of a smart car. with Statman in there. In his camouflage. And his bright fluorescent orange hat. Pulling into the infield of Texas Motor Speedway.
And with guns sticking out of every orifice. You think I'd get far in that getup? I wouldn't get through the gate. What'd that one NASCAR truck driver say? I'm waiting for something to move so I can blast away.
We had a NASCAR truck pilot winner on the show 10, 12 years ago. And it was late Sunday night, and he said he was just sitting out of the patio with his 22 or something. I'm sitting out here just waiting for stuff to move so I can blast it.
Is that Chad Chaffin?
I think it was.
He goes, oh, there goes a rabbit.